All right, Jamal, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're beginning today, Perek Ches, which is on page Kuf Nun Gimel. So Haderech La'achdus Penimis in Kol HaNevraim. Literally translated the title of this particular Perek, the path to internal unity with all of creation. So Hamtoka Ha'achdus. So we read this little review yesterday, so let's begin. Tivishan is Ba'er, as we explained, Ha'achno V'havdala, him avodo shel hibadbus lahachnia ulahavdil eskoa chara shabanum. So remember again, based on the, as I mentioned yesterday, based on the model of the Baal Shem Tov, there are three steps that man employs in order to be able to elevate the self. What we call hachna, havdala, and hamtaka. So hachna and havdala, he explains, hachna literally means to humble. Havdala means to separate. So the idea is that we humble, so to speak, the negativity inside. We separate out the negativity inside. And after that, le'umas zos avodas hamtaka in yana hevoch, hafuch, le'his achet, le'his mazik. So whereas the first two steps of hachna and havdala are really focused on separating out that which is negative within man, the process of hamtaka is the process of creating unity, of bringing the disparate pieces of man together. He goes on, he says, Kvar iskanu, kishadobra alachna v'havdala. When we've been speaking about these processes of humbling or sublimating and separating the bad, ubiprat kishadibarnu al ha'olam shel halavad, she'in tachlis ha'adam li'ibadal ela li'his'achid. So remember again, when we were speaking about, for example, he gives example over here of the process of isolating oneself. Remember we spoke about the idea that when one has a negative experience with another, or one is having negative feelings, so very often the way to initially deal with those negative feelings is to take a step back and isolate oneself from one's world just for a little bit. Instead of becoming social man, one has to go out and become solitary man. Remember again, the Mechaber explained, what's the point of that? The point of that is not to remain solitary. The point of that is not to recede from the world. The point of that is to be able to gather oneself so that one has the ability to reconnect in a more substantive fashion. He says, Hachna v'havdala him shlav. The process of isolating oneself, the process of identifying negativity, separating negativity, or separating from negativity, is only a step. Shvil ba'avodas ha'adam, l'shem ha'is'achdus, v'osa ha'is'achdus nikreis hamtaka. So in the Baal Shem Tov's model, that reconnecting, and you know, Rav Soloveitchik discusses this extensively as well. Rav Soloveitchik explains that, if you notice from the beginning, already from Avraham Avinu, and continuing through us, the destiny of Klal Yisrael is to wander. Right? We say it again. It says in the Torah, "Heim am levadad tishkon." Right? So what happens? We are a nation that's alone. But interestingly enough, what's fascinating is we're a nation that's alone, and yet what? And yet what's our mandate? Our mandate is to be an Or LaGoyim, a light unto the nations. So how can you be a light unto the nations if you never stop wandering, if you're already always going here to there? So the answer is because the process of wandering is a refining process. But the goal ultimately is to connect with greater society and to influence greater society. And that's what he's saying over here also. The process of isolating oneself, going becoming solitary man, the essence of identifying the negativity within and removing the negativity, distancing yourself from the negativity, is for what purpose? Is all for this purpose that he calls, what the Baal Shem Tov calls, hamtaka. Hamtaka literally means what? Literally. Matok means like sweetening. Because what's the greatest, what's the sweetest, greatest accomplishment we can have in this world? Is when we reconnect with the world as a whole in a positive way. He says, Ba'omek, tachlis ha'avodas ha'adam, hilachios b'mahalik shel tenua. If we take this a little bit further, the real tachlis, the real essence of the avoda of man, is to go ahead and perpetually live within the mahalik of tenua. Remember, this goes back to the beginning of this sefer, to live in a state of perpetual motion. Mimatzav shel bedidus, lematzav shel hisachus. To go from a state of loneliness to a state of connection. Ulehefech, mimatzav shel hisachus, lematzav shel bedidus. And the opposite is true as well. To go from a state of connection to a state of isolation. The chozer chalila kol hayalim. And in fact, This is the process that keeps on repeating itself throughout our days. Let's say it's a very profound idea that if you think about it, it is not, let's say, a linear progression where we go from solitary man to social man, where we go from being alone with ourselves ultimately to connecting with the greater world, but rather the whole idea of man is man constantly vacillates between these two states. Sometimes I'm solitary, sometimes I'm social, sometimes I'm alone, sometimes I have to be with others. Sometimes my avoda is to just be alone with myself and work on myself. Sometimes my avoda is to contribute to the greater good of the collective around me. And that's a constant state. There's a constant vacillation between those two states. V'zu avoda daka. Ketzad l'naseh b'nefesh kol chelik v'chelik. This is a very fine tooth process to be able to know which state I'm supposed to be in. V'kamazman v'kochos l'haktish avar kol chelik v'chelik. And to know how much effort and how much time I should be putting into each of those pieces. And this, we can all relate to this. Because the truth is, you need to have some solitary time. And not just, I'm not talking about solitary time where you go and you put your feet up and, you know, you don't want anybody to bother you. I mean, that's probably good also. But when he says solitary time, what he means over here is that a person has to have time when he's alone with himself. We spoke about this extensively. But a person can't be a hermit. You know, there are plenty of people that like to be alone with themselves to the exclusion of having anything to do with anyone else or the outside world. That's not healthy. The truth is, that's selfish. That's selfish because a person was not put here just to spend solitary time with themselves. They were put here to accomplish something for the greater good as well. But figuring out that rhythm and figuring out how much time to devote to the self versus to the collective, this is a fine-tooth process, a precision-like process that a person works on throughout an entire lifetime. Let's give an example. He says, "Kasher nostim la'adam le'achol o lishtos davar mar." If you give to a person to eat or to drink something bitter. I'm sorry. So he says, "Mashlema davadoma." So bottom of Kuf Nun Gimel. Let me give you an example. Kasher nostan la'adam la'achol l'shtos davar mar. When you give to a person to eat or to drink something bitter, who rotza li'ibad l'mimeno? What happens? A person wants nothing to do with that, right? Something's bitter. Person doesn't want to eat from it or to drink from it. Kasher nostim lo davar masok. But when you give him something sweet, b'tiv o who wrote his achid im hadavar lahachnis oso likirbo. But if you give him something sweet, something tasty, then what does he want to do? He wants to ingest that. He wants to partake of it. He wants to bring it into his body. Zu inyana shal hamtaka. His achdos, his mazgus. And the Mechaber says that this is this idea of hamtaka. When something is sweet, you want to be a part of it. When something is sweet, you want to create a connection to it. You want to literally be vested in it. So he says, this is the idea of hamtaka. Hamtaka means the ability to create a unity. His mazgus, an ability to create a certain equilibrium. Reishis kol, ima klal Yisrael. So interestingly enough, remember, so if the process until now, has really been focused on the self. So Hachna and Havdalah have been focused on identifying really the negative things within me. Remember, negative actions, negative emotions, negative thoughts. And we've been employing strategies as to how to rid myself of those things. Now that we've gone through that process, what am I supposed to do? So now I've rid myself of negative actions, negative thoughts, or negative emotions, negative thoughts. The goal now is what? Now that I've isolated myself for all of this time because I have to work on myself as an individual, the goal now is to reconnect with the greater collective around me now that I'm energized, now that I'm more refined. Who is that greater collective? The first step we take, Reishis Kol, Ima Klal Yisrael. The first thing is to reconnect with my people. Reconnect with Klal Yisrael. The next step, La'achar Mikan, Im Kol Ha'umos. The next step is very interesting. The next step is reconnect with the nations of the world. Remember again, this is a very important episode The Jew does not live just for his people. The Jew ultimately lives for greater humanity as well. So somehow we have to find a way to connect in a healthy, spiritually safe way with the nations around us. Next, Ula'achar mikan, his achdus v'his mazgus im kol hayakum kulo. This is very interesting. And then after that, meaning after I've connected with my people, after I've connected again with the nations of the world, the next step is a connection with all of creation. Connection with somehow I have to find a way to connect with all of creation around me. Let's turn the page. Let's just finish this section. Ninasa be'ezra Hashem kima kima lahavir es advarim. We will try, Mirtz Hashem, to go ahead and clarify these things. So we have time. Let's do one more short paragraph. So again, Rabosai, now at least what we've done is hopefully framed our mission. We now know what it is that we have to try to accomplish. Within the Jewish people, there are 600,000 souls. Kiyadua. Uba olam kulo. Yesh ribui gadol shel bnei adam. And yet in the greater world, there are many more people. Beguf, bechomer, kol adam hi metzias liatzmo. Gufo shel kol echad, hu habia liatzmo. So remember again, this idea of 600,000 souls, of course, is quite unique. Why? Because there are many more, Baruch Hashem, than 600,000 Jews. So how do you understand this idea of 600,000 souls if there are many more Jews? So we'll get to that. But that's going to be part of the answer here. So what he says is the following. There are many people in the world. So if you look at people's physicality, each person is a body unto himself, right? Everybody's physicality is separate and distinct from the other. Bichdei la'achid es b'nei ha'adam, yesh tzorech le'ishtamish b'yesod shedober b'reishas hadvarim. So now the Mechaber will stop over here, but the Mechaber saying is the following. What we've just established is the goal is achdus. The goal is unity. And by the way, this is much more, we're going to see much more than just we're supposed to all get along with each other. He's talking about a sense of almost universal unity. The goal is to be able to come together with our people. The goal is to be able to come together with the nations of the world. And the goal is to be able to come together with all of creation, with the entire universe. So how do you do that? So the first step, he says, is that understand, when it comes to physicality, everybody is a different creation. Right? We each have different bodies. And again, in fact, as part of our physicality, we each have our personal space, which often we do not like to have invaded. So if we're going to establish a sense of unity, the question is, what's the avenue of unity? What we're going to see is it can't be physicality. Why? Because physicality, by definition, is not a unifying force. Physicality, by definition, is something that separates and distinguishes us from those ultimately around us. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up over here, Mirtz Hashem, to discuss if the connection is not going to take place through the body, then how is Achdus going to occur? We'll stop over here. We'll answer that question, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow. Yeah.